And that was Senator Eric Moore giving the Republican response to Governor Steve Bullock's State of the State address. Good evening once again. I'm Sally Mock, and once again I'm joined by political science professor Christopher Mustie. And Chris, Senator Moore promised he'd be briefer than the governor, and he was.
He was. Governor Bullock went on for almost an hour, over 59 minutes, and Eric Moore went on for about 14. So he's much more succinct, and he provided direct point-by-point counterproposals in four main areas that Bullock covered.
Before we get to those points, it's interesting to me, too, that he also sort of redefined Republican for his audience. He said that Republicans are not anti-government, but we want accountable government, and we believe that the private sector can do a lot more for the economy than the government.
Yes, and that the government should only do things that the private sector cannot do effectively. And so I think that may be an effort to define the Republican Party in a way that's more of a big tent, and to some extent to try to remind Republican legislators that they're in this together, and that if what happened in 2013 when some of them joined with Democrats to pass some of the bills that the governor wanted, that they won't achieve their goals. And so I think this may be an effort to maybe tack a little bit more towards the center of the Republican Party, try to find some common ground between the hardline conservatives and the quote-unquote responsible Republicans.
And it also plays into what is a public animosity towards government in general right now. The more anti-government you are, the louder the applause sometimes.
Sometimes. And I think this may, though, reflect an awareness that in the 2011 and to a lesser extent 2013 legislature, both time was wasted by some of the bills that were passed or at least got onto the floor, you know, things that were very directly anti-federal government, and that it split the Republican Party. And if there are going to be bills that, you know, try to prohibit the federal government from using its constitutionally agreed on and Supreme Court approved powers in Montana, that those are not going to help the Republicans win the battle in the legislature and get bills on the desk of the governor that he feels compelled to sign.
Mm-hmm. And then in specifics, he really laid down the gauntlet, I think, on some of these issues that are before the legislature. On education, he said, quote, "We are not for a one-size-fits-all system," which I take as a dig towards public education.
It's not clear exactly what he meant by that. I mean, it could have also been a shot at Common Core and whether the state is going to implement Common Core in a sort of immediate way, and to what extent the local school districts are going to have leeway about how they do that. It could also be a reference to charter schools or to homeschooling and state support for private schools.
He would support, I think.
Presumably, much more likely to gain support among the Republicans. That's where those proposals are coming from in the legislature. So it's not clear exactly what he meant by that. So again, it could be an effort to use language to talk about issues in a big tent kind of way that doesn't scare off Republicans, but the details are going to determine what those actual policies would look like.
Mm-hmm. He was more specific about health care when he pointed out that his party is against expanding health care to, quote, the able-bodied. And he said, quote, "We will not put the health of government contracts over the health of our people." That's quite a line.
It's quite a line. And I think it's going to be one of the tough issues in the legislature. And I think both parties are going to come out pretty bare-knuckled on that, because I think the Republicans have pretty clearly indicated over the last first month of the legislature that they don't want people who aren't the most needy Montanans.
The truly needy is how he put it.
To get health care. And at the same time, the Democrats have said, you know, there are a lot of working families in need. And you know, if your definition is that those people are not truly needy, you're wrong. And so I think that both the Democrats and the Republicans feel like they're willing to debate this issue. And so I would expect to see a lot more about this for the next 10 to 12 weeks in the legislature.
Mm-hmm. And then on infrastructure, Senator Moore pointed out that the governor in the last session vetoed a pet bill for a lot of legislators, both Democrats and Republicans, that would have brought some funding, more funding for infrastructure to eastern Montana. And now he says now the governor wants $400 million for infrastructure. What's going on?
Yes. And what he says is going on is a lack of long-term planning. And you know, was implying there that Governor Bullock is a hypocrite and didn't, you know, is raising issues now or trying to deal with infrastructure problems across the state in a way that he wasn't willing to deal with a very acute infrastructure problem 2 years ago. So I'd say, you know, these are Both speeches had a substantial number of digs. They weren't quite as harsh or quite as personal as they might have been. But I think that we're going to see a very strong and robust debate over the remainder of the legislative session this year.
And then Senator Moore ended his response with a kind of a curious comments about safeguarding constitutional rights like freedom of expression, freedom of religion. I'm not sure what he was referring to there in terms of those being under attack.
No, but I think again, it may be an effort to use rhetoric or language to try to sort of remind Republicans that there's a set of core values that unites them, and that even if they may think about them in different ways, that one of the things that they need to do to get anything done in the legislature is stick together. They've got very healthy majorities in both the House and the Senate. If they can hold those together, or as Lincoln, who he referred to, would have said, if they can keep their union strong, then they have a chance of negotiating with the governor and getting more things out of this legislative session.
Mm-hmm. Well, both sides, both the governor and the Republican responder, certainly laid down what they are for and what they are likely to oppose. So I think the public, if they tuned in tonight, which we hope they did, got a clear view of that. And you have been listening to our live coverage of the governor's State of the State address and the Republican response to it. I'm Sally Mock, and I want to thank political science professor Christopher Musty and our producer this evening, Michael Marsalek. And thanks to everyone who tuned in. And we'll now return to our regular programming.